What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 111. On today's episode, I had the pleasure to interview Peter Prue. Peter is the CEO of Untapped Focus, which is a supplement. It's an all-natural supplement for high performers and entrepreneurs. So he's the CEO of a large e-commerce company. And then he's also the CEO of the company called E-commerce Empire Builders, where he shares knowledge on how to start e-commerce businesses. So because he's been in the game so long and he's done it successfully for a long time, he has two comma club awards from ClickFunnels, which means that he had a single funnel do over $1 million in a year. So he's done that four different times. So the guy just really knows his stuff. And I have really been wanting to ask him questions for a long time, to be honest. I've been watching him on YouTube. I followed him on Instagram. And I'm like, oh man, if I could just get this guy on the horn for a bit, it'd be so awesome. And then it hit me. Why don't I just ask him to be on the podcast? So I instantly messaged him when I finally thought of that. He agreed, got him on the show, and I was really stoked with how this interview turned out. So I think you guys will really appreciate it as well. The last thing I will mention before we get into the interview, if you want to apply to be the recommended business resource of the week, the show is going to start doing that. So each week, I'm going to have a different recommended business resource of the week. So essentially, if you're a business that you think my audience would really identify with your company's offerings, shoot me a DM at IGM Secrets and you can apply for it. It does cost to be in that position, but if I think that your company, or if you have a course, or if you have a podcast that people would love to hear, and you think my audience would just be a good one for you to advertise what you do to, shoot me a DM at IGM Secrets, and I will see if I think your company would be a good fit to be on the show. And if so, then we'll figure something out. So without further ado, let's get into the interview with e-commerce expert Peter Prue. All right, guys, I am here with e-commerce legend, in my opinion, Peter Prue of E-commerce Empire Builders. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you finally hit record. We were talking back and forth. And I'm like, man, like this should all be recorded, right?
It was getting to be too much for me. I was like, I want to have this conversation with you, but I know we're going to get here anyways, and we got to get this recorded. So we were already chatting before this, guys, and I'm super excited to have him on. We haven't had an e-commerce person on in a while, actually, and the landscape of e-commerce has changed quite a bit before our last big player that we had on the podcast, actually. So to start off, before we get into just e-commerce in general and how people can get started or some of the main opportunities you see with it right now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in entrepreneurship all the way up to like the first dollar you made online?
Oh man, I'm going to try to collapse this. I've been in business for online marketing in general for 12, 13 years now. I am by no means an overnight success story. I tell that to everybody. I'm a 10-year overnight success story. I got my first start in online businesses in college. Again, this was probably around 12 years ago. As a freshman, when I went into college thinking, hey, you know what? Probably should go to college because I want a job. I was, you know, like addicted to video games at this time. I was like, yes, I'll just go to college and, you know, play video games all day long. Had a roommate at the time and he, he was doing like affiliate marketing, right? He was like promoting blogs. And these are the days where Google was so easy to manipulate. You could like put blogs up, put random blogs up, sell affiliate stuff. And it was awesome. So totally foreign world to me during this time. I remember coming back literally from my dorm room and he's like, you know, I'm getting coached on how to, you know, make money online. I'm like, what? Like completely foreign, right? It didn't make sense. Like, what do you mean? Like to me, you know, my parents came from Poland and they were like 16, 17, 18 years old, didn't speak any English, right? They were forced to be entrepreneurs. But they wanted that American dream, right? For their kids to go to college, get a good job, right? That was how I was raised. I wasn't raised to be an entrepreneur, right? Even though my parents were. So when he was, what he was doing was just ranking blog posts and stuff. And that's what I started getting into, you know, made a few hundred bucks a week, which was huge, right? Huge for me. Cause I was like, I can't believe this. I remember the first check I ever got, it was like for like 300, 400 bucks. And I didn't even have a bank account at this time, man. Like, I literally didn't have it, like, any of this stuff set up. I was like 18 years old. Like, you look at kids now, like, and I'm like, dude, I look at kids out 18, they're like crushing it. I'm like, damn. Like, so I basically had to go to my mom with this check, right? This affiliate marketing check, and gave it to her. And she's like, this is fake. There is no way in hell this is real. We went to the bank, she got me my money out. And that was when I was like, holy crap, like, this is like legit. So, you know, made a little bit of money during affiliate marketing, and pretty much just spent it all during college, you know, on dates and whatever. It showed me that I was like, wow, like, there isn't actually a straight line path, right? Like, this American dream, like, get a job, like, this is what my sister's in, and 100% nothing is wrong with that, right? I'm not one of those people that's out here just being like, hey, 9 to 5, quit your 9 to 5, like, sucks. No, like, some people want that, right? And that's okay, right? And you respect that. But for me, like, you know, got a job, and I was like, man, I'm just not happy, right? Like, you know, there was a lot of things going on in my life at the time, and, you know, I was trying different kinds of online business. I was always working on something, right? Be it, you know, e-commerce, Amazon FBA, Shopify. I was always doing something in the background, but I knew, like, this 9 to 5 job and thing like this was not for me. So to make a very long story super, super short, basically, I didn't really have my kind of, like, breakthrough where I was able to really, like, you know, live life on my own terms, right? Corny thing to say, but being honest, it was probably around 5-6 years ago when I was in this mastermind group of different e-commerce sellers. It was actually Ryan Daniel Moran. I'm sure you guys have heard of him. But I was in a mastermind that he had, you know, 5-6 years ago, and he had the software company come out, and they were demonstrating a new software. And lo and behold, that software company was ClickFunnels, right? They just pretty much launched. I think I must have been one of the first 1,000 users on their platform, because when they showed us the demo and they were just showing, like, it was so foreign to me, man. Like, when they were showing me these pages of upsells and, you know, collecting emails, I was like, it just blew my mind. It made no, it was like me discovering internet marketing for the first time. And I was like, wow, like, this really is the better way to sell stuff online than just, like, sending people to storefronts and just, like, having them browse around. And, like, you know, so started doing, implementing a whole bunch of different kinds of funnels, hit our first 7-figure award, you know, yada, yada, yada. So 10 years collapsed into that. Now I own a supplement brand called Untapped Focus, obviously doing e-commerce empire builders, which is a coaching consulting company as well.
Okay. Got it. So the funny thing too is I actually built my first funnel with you. My first e-commerce funnel was with your YouTube video.
Which one was it?
It's a green product. It's like a green branding everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. Supplement. It was like a two-step it was like a two-step order form, like a makeup. Okay. I think it was like a makeup kit or something like that.
It was something like that. Yeah. So I went along with that. And I had already got a share funnel from someone else. So sorry, I didn't use your affiliate link in the end.
No worries.
But yeah, thank you for that. So I got into funnels too, and it really made a lot of sense. I think a lot of people, when they've been into selling products online and sending them to a storefront with the blog as a distraction, the About Us page and all that stuff, and you see the sales funnels for the first time, it makes so much sense to just increase your average cart order. The thing I want to talk to you about, and then we'll probably dive into some specific ClickFunnels strategies if you got some cool stuff to share there,
yeah, absolutely.
Would be, so if you've been in e-commerce for a while, what that tells me is you're good at playing the big game, because you talked about affiliate marketing, like, oh yeah, back in the glory days of affiliate marketing, right? And you're like, oh, Amazon FBA, you've probably dabbled in everything e-commerce at this point.
I feel like I've dabbled in pretty much everything online business at this point. Yeah. Like, any way to make money online, I feel like I've had a hand or a shot in.
I'm right there with you, man. And it definitely is, like, even the failures are so nice to just know, like, now I know about that. You know, it's super interesting.
Well, it is nice because, you know, it's so hard, easy for me to say this now, because in hindsight, like, if somebody said this to me a while ago, it's like, all those failures are learning experiences. Now, like, think about all the different ways there are to make money online, right? Agencies, right? Running ads, like, there's e-commerce, affiliate marketing. But the thing is, like, once you have your one breakthrough, you can do all of those things, right? So, like, for example, right, I'm sure there's a way to make money, and people teach us, you know, how to create blogs and, you know, make AdSense money off of it, right? Very common way to make money. But think about as you grow just one good business, you can do all of those things. Like, so for example, e-commerce empire builders, right? We have an agency where we do high ticket, you know, client work, right? We have services where we manage people's Facebook ads. We also have courses, right? And we also have, you know, YouTube channel, blog. So we can do different affiliate marketing stuff, right? So now you, once you have like one good success, and even if you're doing e-commerce, even if you have a, started generating a list of people, and you grow, it's so much easier to unlock different kinds of business models to make money. The hardest part is the beginning. And it sucks because that's where it's like, I forget what book this was in, but it's like most people that come into online marketing, right? You're borderline ignorant, right? Like when we all start, we're just like, oh, I want to be rich, right? Uh-huh. And then you kind of get to the middle here, right? And you're still ignorant because you haven't really made a lot of money, but you're educated now, right? You've like, oh man, maybe this isn't as good as it seemed, right? Maybe this isn't as good as it seemed. This actually takes a lot of work. And this is where most people, you know, they're either going to be like, okay, I'm going to keep going and do this, or I'm going to quit, right? And that's like that, there's that path, right? Because when people, you know, when you're so excited about an opportunity, right? Like whether it's e-com, whatever, and you're like, oh wow, it makes work. But once you educate yourself, you're like, of course it takes work. I mean, it's business, right? It takes a lot of work. Like anybody that tells you that this is like free money or something, like you're being scammed. Like you're like, usually, you know, it's hard. I know you want to change your life. You have all these emotions wrapped up in, you know, being successful, but like at the end of the day, running a business takes a lot of work. Right. And that's what I mean. Like when you get to this mid stage where you're educated, but you still haven't had that breakthrough, that's where most people are like, they drop off. Literally 90% of people are just out. But if you just like keep plowing through all those different failures and just keep that in mind, man, like I'm telling you, once you have just that one success, you can expose it for literally all it's worth.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
So basically what you're saying is affiliate marketing, drop shipping, Amazon FBA are all, those aren't businesses. Those are income streams that can all exist within one business.
100%.
Okay.
I all day, you know, I think about, man, like I should, because literally I do every single business model now.
Mm-hmm.
But like my main one is, of course, e-commerce, right? And drop shipping, right? Because without that, all those other income streams, they're easy. Like it's so easy to sell affiliate products. Like you can go to ClickBank. Let's say you have a list of 10,000 people, 100,000 people that all bought, you know, fishing lures from you, right? Well, now you can go to ClickBank. You could probably find a course that's teaching them how to, you know, tie their own fly fishing lures or whatever it is. And instead of you going and making it, right, test the offer, right? Go and promote somebody, an affiliate offer, see if you make sales off of it. And then guess what? That tells you maybe I should now make a product like that, right? Product like that, then I can do it. And just you, that's, dude, I love using affiliate offers to test to see if it's a good offer for you to make, right? And if you don't want to make it,
go to drop shipping and then you go to private labeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you kind of just ascend, unless you already know, like, we're jumping a step here.
Exactly. And I always suggest people start with drop shipping because it's a low risk, low cost. You know, starting with that, when I was running an Amazon business, I lost the Amazon business, and this was part of my 10-year success. I lost the Amazon business. I was doing like 50 grand a month just because, you know, again, I was ignorant, right? I was ignorant. I thought because, you know, I was making 50 grand a month on Amazon that I was like, dude, I got this figured out. Yeah, like nobody's stopping me now. Like I really thought, I even bought my first brand new car and I was like so pumped. I was telling everybody like, oh, how successful I was going to be and how I'm crushing. I literally thought I was a businessman, like totally. You know, reality hit. And on Amazon, I'm not sure if you know this, but on Amazon, anybody can go to your listing and basically say you're infringing on patents, even if it doesn't exist, right? Okay. And Amazon is Amazon, right? They are not legal. They're not going to get involved with two sellers trying to hash it out on claims that were made. That is not
in favor of the buyer in every situation.
Yeah. So what happens is another seller came on my listing, say it said I was infringing on patents, right? And right away, all of my listings basically got taken down, right? Because we were selling well. Then I have to hash it out with this person saying, hey, that those are false. I plead guilty. It took a year to get that account back. Damage is already done though. right? And that's when I realized, that's when I made a huge realization in my story, that I never owned a business, right? When you sell on Amazon, that is a sales channel. That is an income stream, just like affiliate marketing, anything, right? Like my supplement, right? I sell it on my own site right now, but I will unlock additional income streams for that supplement, like Amazon. But that should, like a sales channel like Amazon should not be your main income stream, because literally you're building Amazon's business. Those people most of the time don't really have brand loyalty to you. They're buying from you not based on the value that you provide. In some cases they do, of course, but for the most part, they're buying from you just for convenience.
They might not even know what the brand is. They're just like 2-day ship, $18.99, done.
Yeah, exactly, right? So that's why it's important to get your own traffic source, get your own sales right, and then go and unlock these different income streams, like Amazon FBA, affiliate market, whatever it might be. But just understand that, right? Think about it. When Amazon doesn't give you your customer email addresses, right? Right there, that tells you, well, why? Why wouldn't they want you to follow up with your customer again, right? And now you have these softwares out there on Amazon, yeah, that literally go and like scrape the addresses and try to like reverse engineer what their email address is. Like super shady stuff that happens in Amazon and FBA world. I'm telling you, it like makes me so happy that I'm out of it, man. Like, cause look, I remember when I was like in there, like, and you know, I hope some of the people, you know, listening or watching, like, man, it wasn't even conversations about business. Right, it was conversations on like, you know, how to hack the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, how do we put this keyword in the back end, and you know, maybe I'll rank for this keyword. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be talking about this stuff. I want to be talking about like, how do I actually grow my business? Like, what CEO, right, is talking about like, you know, keyword stuffing their listing in order to rank higher? Like take a step back and be like, okay, but yeah, this isn't normal. And I'm not bashing Amazon. Of course, I know a lot of people crush it there. I know a lot of people that make a lot of money there. It's a great traffic source, but just, you know, get your own business right first, you know?
My recent podcast episode, like two episodes back, is me kind of going on a rant on Jeff Bezos, man. Just like how he, like affiliate commissions were like 8% and now it's like 3%.
Oh man, dude, I was killing it with that. Man, I was killing it with affiliate marketing on Amazon in college. It was great because it was like 10, I think it was like over 10% when it first came out.
Really, yeah.
And that's what we were doing. We were doing affiliate. So our blogs, a lot of the blogs, when that affiliate program first came out, that was when I was in, I think it was when I was in college or maybe a little after. But you can, so our blogs, a lot of the blogs that we put together would just be like top 10. They'd be like top 10, you know, golf clubs, top 10, this, that, this, right? And then you just point them to Amazon to buy. I mean, I remember we were making like $2,000-$3,000 a month just from these blog posts. It was awesome. But then they nerfed their affiliate program. It's not even worth like promoting anymore.
It seems like just looking at big picture Amazon over the last 20 years, like the last 10 years, they've basically been building up this small business opportunity more than anyone. They're like, yeah, you can put your product on here. You can buy it from China. Don't even put a logo on it. Put it on our site. Make you a millionaire in a year if you do this like pre-2013. Then it's just the fees go up. They come out with their own product line, right?
Well, if you look at what they really did, because like, dude, they're geniuses. They're absolute geniuses. They knew what they were doing. They made the affiliate program super enticing to the best marketers in the world, right? Who then went and just created tons of content for them, doing backlinks back to Amazon, right? Now they control the world. They control a lot of heavy, you know, search traffic, right? So when somebody's going to search XYZ, whatever, they're going to go to Google, right? And that's going to link them back to Amazon. Now they can nerf the program because they got what they wanted, right? So they don't really care. You know, they don't care. They're ruthless business people. Like if, you know, I'm sure you've read probably the Everything Store, Jeff Bezos, like go look, he's a ruthless businessman. He does not care about you. They mm-hmm. watch who's right. Like go look at bestseller ranks on Amazon. You can see like how much they're watching that like religiously, like, hey, what are the best sellers, right? And then how can we create this product? Amazon Basics, 2,200 yeah. products on Amazon Basics, pretty much all of them are bestsellers in their category. That's
because
crazy.
They can
That's
put scary. Themselves as the number one ranking on every single word immediately mm-hmm. without paying PPC. So they're and they don't pay their 15% referral fee. So they can
Amazon
own it.
Choice badge, bestseller uh-huh. badge, right? What the yeah. hell is that? It's just literally marketing. They just throw it on there.
So with right? that being said, what does this tell you? How does this make you react? If you say, okay, I'm going to treat Amazon as a small income stream, And then you can look at, all right, what about my Facebook and Instagram paid ads? Obviously, those have grown in popularity a lot over the last 5 years. There's more people on there. Cost per impression is up. You can still be profitable, but you don't still fully own it. You're getting them on an email list, right? But what opportunities are you seeing to get for advertising in the next 5 years?
So with advertising, big thing. Like, I consider Dan Kennedy a mentor of mine. I never met him. Wish I could have, but I have literally, he's like pretty much the only person I read books from, study nowadays. There's obviously a couple other people, but like Dan Kennedy, like what he would do when he would go to companies is he would say, how can I 10 times what you're advertising and still be profitable? Right? So here's the problem with a lot of people advertising on Facebook and Instagram. Let's say your cost to acquire a customer is $10. Right? There's two ways to look at this problem. Most people, right, they're going to go and be like, how can I lower my cost per purchase? Right? How can I change my button to be green? Will that lower my conversion? Like, dumb stuff that does not matter, right? Instead, what you should be focusing on, and if you're watching this, if you literally just spend a couple hours doing this, right, just doing this exercise I'm about to show, to tell you, it's going to be the best time you spent actually building your business. So instead of focusing on how can I lower those costs to co-acquire a customer down, focus on how can I actually make it $100? How can I acquire customers for $100 in my business and still be profitable? How can I still make money, right? Even if you don't want to do 100, right, do 20, right? How can you double your cost to acquire a customer? How do you set your business up in a way to actually make those numbers work out for you, right? That is where you want to put your focus. That's why when I look at e-commerce empire builders, or I look at, you know, people in the supplements, like and people tell me, oh, are you worried about content? I'm like, dude, like, no, because I know most people don't stand a freaking chance. And I'm not even trying to toot my own horn, but like the amount of effort that we have put into our backend automations, all the things, the team members we have, I'm like, it's like, dude, there's no way, right? There's like, of course there's going to be some people out there, but that's where I'm telling you, if you focus on that, yeah, you'll be able to come in and knock me out. Right. Uh-huh. But like, you can't come into this game, I don't care whether you're doing e-com, affiliate, whatever, trying to make money on your first sale. You can't, you're not, dude. Like, if you're trying to sell even $1,000 course on a webinar, yeah, I'm telling you right now, don't even
better
do
have
it.
Some kind of high ticket thing.
Please. Like, I'm literally going to save you so much money. Right now, if you actually want to shoot a webinar and make $1,000 and think you can spend $1,000 and make $2,000-$3,000, please. It's not going to happen now unless you're in a totally blue ocean, which awesome if you are, right?
Or perfect execution.
I mean,
perfect.
Maybe. I would love to hear, because trust me, again, I've been in
which
the
is
game.
Just as hard.
But I wouldn't then come to me, because sure. I need your help. If you got whoever's got that perfect execution, come audit me and I'll give you my money if you could then make it happen 100%. But that's the problem, is like, it comes back to like seeing the bigger picture and having an overall strategy and not just focusing on like the tactics of like green button, yellow button, headline. Focus on the strategy, right? What does a customer's lifespan, if you want to think of that, look like from the moment they see your advertisement, right? What's that journey, right? They see ad, they click ad, okay, now they opt in. Now, what does that look like? Okay, they jumped on the webinar, okay, they purchased a sample of, you know, a supplement or whatever, your dropshipping product, whatever, right? That right there, I'm telling you, 90% of people, that's it. There's nothing else. Oh, they bought it, they opted in for a webinar, oh, please, please watch the webinar and buy it. Or please, buy the sample pack and come back and buy more from my store. But there's no effort made by the business owner to like really like monetize that, right? And here's the thing. You are paying for somebody to click your ad. You're paying for somebody to opt in. You're not paying for a purchase, right? Yeah, of course you are. But you're really paying for that eyeball, right? That attention. You're paying per attention, right? So that's why I love looking at businesses, anybody even we work with, like, how do we set this up in a way that, you know, even double your customer acquisition costs? Imagine that, right? Like, because pretty much everybody in your competition, you all pretty much have a certain threshold that you can't really pass to acquire a customer. Now, what if you figured out a way to pass that threshold? You'll destroy them. They don't have a chance, right? That's why I see so many of these gurus and, you know, people that sell products, like, they fly by night, most of them, because it's there's one time sale and then there's nothing else, right? Because you, and it's sad because it's like, you know, a lot of the gurus, they you know, they don't, maybe you don't know necessarily, right?
But well, they came into it trying to play the short game. They're like, oh, I heard you can make a buck here. They probably were in it for money reasons, which is fine, but it usually clouds your vision, you know, of building a long-lasting company at the beginning where you're like, oh, makeup's a good niche, sweet, you know, and you do like quick moves like that. But really what you're saying is whoever can spend the most to acquire a customer wins, you know, that common saying there. And the first time I heard that, I thought it meant whoever has the most money wins. And then I realized it's if you can spend $20 to acquire a customer profitably and your competitor can only do 10, you will win. Because you're
here, here's like a way to solidify this really well, right? Let's say you have a funnel, you like golfing, right? You enjoy golf, you're selling physical products in the golfing space, right? So let's say you put a, you know, funnel together, Shopify store, whatever, you know, we're not going to go into like the whole, how the funnel should look like, we can, but let's say somebody comes, they buy your golf training aid for $20, whatever it is. They come to your store, they buy it for $20. Typical scenario, you paid, you know, let's say $10 or, you know, $15 to get somebody to buy that. They gave you $20. Let's say you break even. Let's say you even made a little bit of money, right? So somebody that's watching this, whatever you sound like, picture that. That's what the scenario is. They come to your store, they buy, they leave. Now, how can we make that, you know, how can we turn that $20 in revenue into something that's maybe $500, $1,000, or even $40, $50 more, right? So here's a very easy way to do it, right? Of course, adding in upsells, super, super simple. Very, very simple. That would immediately help you out. Like our free plus shipping offers have $40 average carts, $30, $40 average cart on a free plus shipping offer, right? You can withstand pretty high ad costs for that. But let's say on the thank you
page, the shipping is $30?
No. So the shipping is normal price, but it's because we have the upsells.
And you're saying the cost to acquire a customer can be $30 and you'll still be profitable with your, okay. I thought you were saying the plus shipping is $30. I was like, okay.
But you can charge that too and it'll still work. It's all about the value, right? Like that's the thing. It's crazy. But let's say you're selling golf stuff and you want to maybe do an information product on, you know, golf. You want to help people get better at golf, right? Picture on just your thank you pages of your funnels, of your Shopify store, you just add a link, right? Hey, I want to give you a golf audit session and see if you're a good fit to have me review your golf swing each and every single week, right? Now, again, let's say out of 10 people, you know, 3 or 4 of them book a call with you on your calendar, you talk with them, and then potentially you got somebody now that's paying you, let's say $500 a month, where they send you their golf swings on a weekly basis. You review it. You give them tips, tricks, and you can pretty much ingrain that, because I used to get golf lessons and that shit's expensive. That would cost you like $2,000-$3,000 a month if you like really want good lessons, right? So you can really show how you're saving time and money from that as well. So little thing like that, customer, you spent $20 or $15 to acquire. Now, when you have something like that in place, right, where you can reverse engineer the numbers, be like, wait, I can actually spend $100 to now acquire this customer, because I know, you know, 1 out of 20 will actually book I'll close on the phone for, you know, a $300 a month package or whatever it is. Right. So that's where you really have to really kind of do a lot of thinking about your business. But again, for e-commerce dropshippers, easiest way to really withstand costs is adding order bumps, adding upsell sequences, and most importantly, focusing on lifetime value of the customer, right? So that's adding in some sort of monthly subscription club.
Email drip campaign.
Anything. Email drip campaign all day for sure, right? But having some sort of subscription offer in your upsell sequence. So
about that. And you do that with e-commerce. Oh, did you just say BarkBox?
BarkBox. Yeah. So like, yeah, for example, BarkBox, right? They sell, you know, dog treats and give you dog treats on a monthly basis, right? Cool. Well, if you're selling dog stuff, you should probably do the same, right? You could do digital product members area, right? If you're a fitness coach or something, maybe you can have something where you create them meal prep guides and stuff on a monthly basis. You show them how to, you know, work out. You maybe have a Zoom call with them, whatever it might be, right? But this is the key. You need something where you have recurring revenue in your business. I don't care what you sell, e-com, whatever. Right? It's so important to have some sort of recurring revenue in your business, because that's going to help you withstand rising ad costs. Ad costs are going to go up. There's nothing you're going to be able to do or change the button color or whatever that's going to save you, right? So focus on things that are important. Focus on the overall strategy and monetizing what you have better.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Yeah, yeah, well said. So when someone is looking at their offer and they're like, okay, I got to add to my back end, they can consider, can I do some kind of subscription box? And the other thing it sounds like is you're doing a lot of DFY. Regardless of what the industry is, you know, even golf, you just sold them golf products, you can help them on the swing. That is a DFY. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people run into the barrier that they want online marketing. Like a lot of them are introverts, you know, that want to just, the sales just come to me. I don't have to do anything. But nowadays, a lot of times you have to have that extra, like the phone call close, you know, the extra stuff like that, the DFY. Is that one of the major things that you would tell entrepreneurs to look out for going forward?
You know, I don't want to say a blanket statement because it's, again, it's strategy and tactic, right? I do have a firm belief though, right? If you're trying to achieve things like that you've never had before, right, you're gonna have to do things you don't want. Like it just, it's, that's the way it is, right? Like the goals that I have, like that person exists. Like you can become whoever the hell you want to be, right? But that person, like, let's be honest, like let's say me, billionaire version of me, right? Different habits, different everything, different friends, different thing, even though I think I have a very good seller routine. But again, it's like, we all have this version of it, right? Of what we want to be. So the thing is, like, if somebody is like, oh, I'm an introvert, whatever, I'm an introvert. Like I was a nerd through my entire life until I started a YouTube channel for, you know, 4 years ago. Right. And go watch, like literally go on the channel, E-commerce Empire, but I'll just go sort by oldest. Look how awful I talk and everything, because I'm literally like whispering. I'm like, oh, I hope nobody hears me in my house. Like just like being nervous and shy. Like now I don't care. Right. Like I just don't, you know, this is what I do. I love doing it, but all day I'm an introvert. Right. So you have to change it up. Like, oh, and it's, and like, if somebody comes to me, is like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do a done for you program, or I don't want to offer that. Well, like, okay, move on. I'm like, you know, it's not about, you know, for me, it's all about delivering the best value to the customer. And oftentimes that's going to be stuff that you don't want to do. I didn't even want, when I was talking with my team, Jordan, he's on our team. I didn't want to do builds for people. I didn't want to do it because I knew, I was like, dude, do you understand how long this is going to take us, right? Building copy, graphics, creating their advertisements, launching it, monitoring the ad spend, getting them the sales. And like, it's like so much. But guess what? No one can offer what we offer, because it's literally the amount of like hell that we've been going through to perfect this system over the past like 6 months, right? I'm like, man, like it's crazy. Right. So it's like, sometimes you just have to step into that thing. That's like, man, like, I don't want to do this, but I, in the back of my head, I'm like, man,
customers want it.
Yeah. But the customers want it. And like, you want it, right? Like you're gonna, if it's something, of course, that you absolutely are like, oh, you know, I don't want to do this, it's unethical or whatever it is that you, maybe there is, because obviously don't sell unethical things to people, right? Sell things that actually work for people, of course. But if you truly are like, oh man, I definitely don't want to do this, yeah, of course, don't do it. But like, if you don't want to do it because you're like, oh, it'll take too much time or it's too much work, right? If you use those like BS excuses, then yeah, you should do it, right? 100%, because it's so fulfilling. I just had an interview with one of our clients that we did a funnel build for, and like lost her job at COVID. This thing has been like a lifesaver for her now to have like extra income, right? So like, you have to find something that you like, enjoy, that's also going to keep you moving forward. Cause like, if you wake up every morning and it's like, you're not doing something like moving forward in your business, like every day, like doing our done for you programs, obviously courses on all the things that we have, it's like, man, it's just like every day we're all just making so much progress, and not just our business, of course, like, you know, business is good, but like just our reach and just everything in general, the whole ecosystem just is all growing. So, you know, I don't want to, I'm not trying to say everyone go just oh, do the Done For You program, like have a Done For You program. It might be different for you. It might be a Done With You program. It might be, you know, a course in your niche. Maybe that your niche doesn't have any courses or information products. Well, maybe it's that's an opportunity for you. Right. So it's about kind of like thinking a little bit different. You don't need some crazy Shark Tank product ideas or anything like that. But what I have found is every time I do things that other people just don't want to do, it's worked out for me. Right.
Yeah.
And that goes from doing what I, for me and for, from my client's perspective as well.
It's kind of, it's that weird medium between like follow a proven model, but also be innovative and go your own way.
You've got to.
You know,
you have to innovate.
That's really what entrepreneurship is all about. And every industry's got different client needs and stuff like that. You can't just say, oh, just make a DFY offer for every industry and it makes sense. But mm-hmm. it's something to consider. And it's like the highest level of service technically with the DWY, DFY. Yeah. So there's so much stuff that you can do. But ultimately, knowing your customers is a large thing of what you've been good at to craft the offers around that.
Yeah. And it comes down to even like what we were talking about before we hit record, and this is something, you know, I wanted to mention is like, you know, a lot of people want to get into the coaching, consulting, even e-com. Like I could tell you the pillar for us is content. Without content creation, your paid ads won't work as well. Because there's really one goal of organic traffic and social media, right? It's to create warmer traffic. Right? Pretty much anybody that you go to or ads, like they'll tell you that your retargeting ads always work the best. And I'm not talking about retargeting ads like, oh, they viewed my checkout form and then I retargeted them and they came back. No, I'm talking retargeting ads of people that visited your site. They came from, you know, they maybe watched an Instagram story. They, you know, saw a TikTok, whatever they saw. The second somebody engages with you and gets a little bit of value, right? Before they see your webinar sign up or see your supplement or see your done for you thing. I mean, dude, every single person that we close in my any of our anything has seen the content. I mean, they have, and then they see the ads for it. But of course, you know, there's always people that we bring. You know, there's cold traffic targeting as well, but that is where it is very expensive, right? From people that have never heard of you before at all, trying to convert them into a sale is going to, it's basically going to break even, if not lose a little bit of money. Right. So, but that's what I mean. You need to mix content in there if you can.
It's kind of the same thing of what you're saying of having a back end offer. You have to have your back end ads. Like if you only spend money on cold ads where it's like it only works if you also have the other levels of ads and retargeting mm-hmm. and nurturing going on.
You have to. So yeah. Like such easy things is like, you know, a lot of people in Shopify, they think they need more products. They need more winning products. And that's not the case. Right. Because every product that you add, it adds complexity into your business. Think about it. You have to put new SOPs together, email templates, right? Like fulfillment, right? Like all these things go into it, right? So instead of you focus on just like a couple offers, put a good front end offer together that's super valuable to your customer. That's why I always like if you're selling phishing lures, like sell bonuses with it, like give away free bonuses, like some information products, digital products, video courses, right? Just stack the value as much as you can for on that first sale, because the first sale is the hardest, right? Then you can have your upsell sequence. Again, have a couple upsells in there to increase average cart value. Have your subscription product in there as well, right? Maybe a fishing lure every single month or fishing lures in the mail every single month, right? Because that's going to allow you to be able to, you know, at least make a little bit of money, right? And then, of course, there's now you can start adding complexity onto this, right? Just this one funnel, you can make crazy complex, right? Meaning, oh, back-end email automations for non-buyers, back-end email automations for buyers, right? Back-end email automations for people that took your subscription offer, right? Then you can also do different kinds of retargeting, right? You could retarget people that, you know, bought, retarget people that didn't buy, target people that abandoned cart. And the nice thing, even with ClickFunnels, you know, I know there's a ton of funnel builders out there. I do not care, right? I use ClickFunnels. That's what I use. I love when people come to me like, oh, have you tried this? Like, no, it works for me. Like I've been on it for so long. Of course I'll try anything. I'm not tied to ClickFunnels by any means, but it does everything I need. The cool thing with ClickFunnels is under the automation.
You have another award to get from them first though.
Which, oh yeah, they have a whole bunch now. They have a crazy amount of awards now. It's insane.
They got like $1 million donation one too.
Oh yeah. It's insane how many awards they got. But what was I saying?
You're not tied to them.
Yeah. No, something with the, crap. What was it? I was talking about the email marketing, targeting non-buyers, buyers, retargeting campaigns. Man, I forget. Damn.
Oh, sorry, man. I
No worries.
You were just saying, you know, you create all this. I use ClickFunnels. I don't care what you use.
Okay, I remembered. Thankfully. So this is a cool little hack that a lot of people don't know that you could do in ClickFunnels is under your automations on your upsells, you can send emails right from there, right? So you can have like your abandoned cart emails, basic ones, but you can do the same thing on your upsells, right? So on your upsells, on the subscription one especially, you can put emails in there and direct people back to that upsell page and they don't have to re-enter their billing, right? It's called a sticky upsell. Now, I believe there's a time frame on this when Stripe communicates with ClickFunnels, but they can click once and they get automatically added. Now, this is where you start split testing and monetizing what you have, right? And looking at the numbers. Now, again, most people, they might not choose it to purchase your subscription offer or the first time they're going through your funnel, but guess what? Maybe tomorrow when they see your email with more information, testimonials, reviews, maybe you have some videos of some of the past unboxings of your product. Now they might be like, oh, you know what? Cool, I'll join. It's all numbers game at that point. All right. And a lot of people don't want to do the boring work like that, right? Because it's like, oh, like, how do I, you know, look at all these numbers, like looking at your conversion rates, but man, 1% can make all the difference.
There's a lot you do, man. And that's really it where you're saying there's a lot of work involved. It's really hard to just come in and, you know, be an overnight success by any means. But if we had to boil it down to just implementation of people listening that, they're right now, they're like, yeah, I heard e-commerce is good. They're at that point. And now we're talking about all this stuff. And they're like, all right, what the hell? And all these things are added on as you go, right? Yes. You don't have to like kill all of these things. Like, oh yeah, my emails are crushing and my retargeting. This was all, you've added these skill sets one at a time for years now. If you had to boil it down to the most three impactful back end things that people can create, okay, we'll let them create the front end offer themselves, but it, you know, email automation, what are the top three things that they should get started on right away?
So 100% agreed, e-commerce, like anybody considering, I think it is the best thing to be involved in right now. I mean, guys, like legit, it's scary how fast e-commerce is growing and it's not going anywhere. Of course, I think there's a place for brick and mortar, but man, like it's crazy. Like, you know, especially now with everything that's happening in the world, so many people that never really bought stuff online were forced to. You think they're going to go back? No, they've tried it, right? They tried it once. They're like, wow, this is amazing. I got my packages at my house. So three most kind of like impactful things that'll kind of boost revenue for a business back end. So we already talked about email automations, of course, having that in there. For me, the subscription is huge. I mean, so much so that I would never launch a business without subscription, right? So having that as a one-click upsell on your pages is important, right? So once you have that, I recommend doing it as a full price subscription. So if it's $24.97 a month, try and sell it as a $24.97 a month subscription, right? Now, another thing that works very, very well here, right, is adding a downsell subscription. So if they say no to that downsell subscription offer, right, then offer them the trial. A lot of people mix that up, actually. So they'll do the trial first, and then rebuild them the full amount later on. Mm-hmm. But I recommend just go full price first. Again, conversion rate on a full price subscription, average, industry average, 2-3%, but it matters. That's a lot, right, over a year period. But then add a downsell where you could be like, hey, $7 7-day trial, $7 30-day trial, $1 trial, whatever it is that you want to do.
You're probably selling more of that trial having the full price subscription before of it.
You are 100%. Yeah. A trial typically will convert around 20-30% if it's like a $1 or $5 trial. Always offer, and I'm just spewing out stuff, probably more than three things now, but always offer an incentive in a trial, right? So make sure you give them like something. Like, you know, if you look at magazines, they do this so well, right? Oh, here's a free golf bag for if you sign up for a year of golf magazine. Right. So what can you do? Like, so that's something that's cheap that you could just throw into the package that's already heading their way. Be like, hey, get this, you know, fishing lure for $1. You also get a trial, 30-day trial to our, you know, club, and then you'll get billed, you know, X amount in 30 days or whatever it is that you come up with. So it's always important. Like, offers are very important to have every step of the funnel. Okay. It's not just off. And this confused me when I started learning, like, oh, what's the difference? Like, an offer is just a product. It's not, right? An offer is like something that sets you apart from the competition, right? Like, why should they buy from you over Amazon or your competition. That's your offer, right? Like, what makes you unique, right? It could be more stuff, more value, right? More information products bundled in, right? But it can also be things like, oh, you know, a portion of our proceeds, we donate to XYZ. Huge, right? I think it's a little overplayed at this point. It wasn't like, you know, 5-6 years sure. ago, worked really well when like Tom's Shoes really, you know, pioneered this whole thing. But things like that also really work well. But just be ethical with it. You know, I know a lot of people, they'll say that stuff, but they're not ethical about it. They don't donate to anybody. They're just using it as a sales sure. tool. And I'm like, you know, it's just karma, guys, right? But yeah, those would, I don't know how many I just listed there, but I think about we were at
we got three. The email automations, we got the subscriptions, and then a couple different variations.
Downsell subscriptions, always uh-huh. have downsell subscription, order bumps, upsells, you know, upsell literally anything, guys. Like, have them. Like, if you don't know what to upsell, just sell them more of the same thing they just bought. That all is proven to convert, mm-hmm. right? Sell on your thank you pages. Also, thank you pages are a great place to push them out to your affiliate offers, right? So let's say you have an affiliate webinar that you're doing, right? Push them out, right? Here, check out this
and
webinar.
Really, that email automation is then to lead them to everything, if you have YouTube, if you have any of these other things.
Social media, build more assets. I'm all about building assets, mm-hmm. right? How many assets can I create, right? And incentivize it. Everything has to be an offer now, right? Whether you want them to give you an email address or opt into your many chat list, well, you got to give them something for it, right?
They ain't subscribe doing it for- to our newsletter doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it might, if you have some crazy thing that they get given first, right? Yeah,
exactly.
When you join our newsletter, you get like our 10 stock tips or whatever this newsletter
yeah,
is.
Yeah. So can you give us a couple examples of winning offers that you've put together that are a little unique?
Yeah. So one of the, we've been doing a lot of different niches and a lot of different industries. So I can give you guys, like, for example, like the one on Untappd, right? So, you know, Untappd focuses supplement, right? So it's more of like a nootropic style supplement, all natural ingredients and stuff like that. So with that, I knew that there were other people in the market that were selling something similar. Not really, but I knew like a general person would be like, oh, there's, you know, you have to understand your temperature of your people that you're marketing to, because most of them, they won't ever understand your product as well as you do. So you first have to understand, like, they're going to compare your product to other things, even though it's completely different. They're just going to assume that. So,
like brain, you know,
one, got it. Yeah, exactly. So what I started thinking was like, okay, well, everybody that purchases our supplement, right? Why do they want more focus? Why do they need these things? Well, so we start putting together different kinds of, you know, PDFs and stuff and worksheets that we give them along with their purchase when they buy, right? Subtle little difference, but adds a lot of perceived value. So there's a couple different things that we gave them. We gave them like a, you know, an accountability planner and a couple other, like a video course and things to just help them achieve their goals faster, right? That at the end of the day, it's not about just throwing more stuff in the bag. It's not. Like that works for some people, but you don't want those people in your world anyway, because they're just looking for a good deal, which is fine. But you want to go after the people that your offer, like what's that actually help people accomplish, right? So for example, here's another one, fishing lures, right? So what we did for a fishing lure offer was we created these little stickers, right, that people could, and had our logo on it, could put on their boat, on their tackle boxes, or whatever. So it was a good branding perspective, but the sticker wasn't just a sticker, right? It was like a cheat sheet. So it showed people like, hey, what type of color water you should be using, what type of fishing lure. Hey, is it sunny out? Okay, make sure you're using one of these fishing lures, these colors, right? So something that fishermen, if you fish, you know, like, it, that does matter, right? Like, you know, depending on if it's sunny, cloudy, is the water clear or murky, right? Like, depending on a lot of different situations, you're going to have to use different kinds of baits, right? So something like that, now they're always looking, right? They're always looking at, like, oh,
and it's from a branding perspective, obviously, like you said,
and you get the branding, and that's that's just an added tip, right? Don't come from a place where you're just like trying to just get like, it really, it's hard, because I know it's easy for me to say now, because I can focus on that like really heavily on like what's giving my customer the best results, what's giving my customer the best value, because it's easy for me to say. I'm not in a dire need situation where I'm like, I'm just trying to get out of a job or something, right? Uh-huh, so I understand where people that are listening, they're like, I'm just trying to make an extra 10 grand or, you know, 5 grand a month, whatever it might be, right? You're not really focused on like delivering as much value as you can, because you're trying to take as much as you can, right? Yeah. So it's like this weird magnet that happens, and it switches, right? Once you start making a lot of money, right, then you're like, okay, well, now, like, let me, and that's what really, you could start really growing fast when that really, that mindset shift happens. So
it's easier to have an abundance mindset when you actually have an abundance
and,
of money.
People, that's why I do, like, these motivational speakers and stuff, like, love them. But man, like, you know, I can't even say. I'm gonna offend somebody.
Once you get past a certain point, it's no longer.
It's not,
you know, just get started, like, or stay motivated. Man, of course I'm gonna stay motivated.
I could tell you, and again, this might just be me, but like all that stuff, like, man, like I look back and like, I love reading books, obviously. That it got me through. Like the motivation, like Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, all that stuff. Like, man, that stuff got me through, right, as a beginner. But like now I'm like, what is that? It doesn't do anything for me anymore. I don't know if I've just grown numb to it because I've consumed so much of it already. But
well, dude, the part of your brain that's thinking about quitting has been silenced for years.
Just numbed. Yeah, it's totally numbed. And it's not a bad thing. You know, I still love their content that they put out. And I do recommend that for everybody. But you'll find when you make that switch, because like I wake up every morning, I don't need like, you know, Tony Robbins yelling at me anymore. Right. Like, or whoever. And you just get in your own, you find your own reasons for doing stuff. Right. It's just part of being an entrepreneur, man. You find your own reasons. You can call it your why or whatever you want to do. But you'll find your own motivation, your own reasons, right. Your own goals that you set out. I think what really in me, and this is probably not the healthiest thing, is like I have the, even though it's been years now, like I can never go back to like a full-time job. No chance. Like, so I don't live in fear of that, but I'm like, man, like when I'm like, man, feeling stressed and anxious, and I'm like, crap, like you start questioning everything, I'm like, dude, take a step back. You have an awesome business as you're running. You would have killed for your problems that you're having right now 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. So always take that into perspective, right? Because there was like a corny quote that I actually saw on Instagram, and I forget how it went, but it said like, hey, your past you would be like proud of where you're currently at, or would kill to be in your current situation. We forget about that a lot as entrepreneurs, because we're always just moving, like just all hitting our goals, that you forget to, you know, take a step back and appreciate what you've built, because you're always just trying to grind and move forward. But, you know, I kind of keep that in perspective, right? Because I don't come from money at all, like with my family. So I always have I try and keep a very, you know, level-headed perspective on and everything, business, family, everything.
I think what it is the when the motivation that you didn't need it anymore is when you got to a point, like I'm there too, where I've tried to go apply for another job and they're like, you have to be here at 8. I'm like, I have to be here at a certain time, you know, like stuff like that you're just like, whoa, I haven't had this in a while, that you can't go back. You don't need motivation once there's no other path. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need motivation to pursue this path because there's no other path that I'm even, you know, considering.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Going through what you're going through. So to wrap up here, man, let's talk a little bit more about like e-commerce strategy for people wanting to get started. It seems like you do have your big e-com company that most of your time gets into. But before the call, you were also talking about like, if I see some money to be made out there, I'm going to go make it, right? So mm-hmm. like there are like the fidget spinner e-com sellers, right? Like, oh, get it, buy it, sell it, it's done. How much do you like come into just like, I'm going to make some money off of trends real quick, or do you just focus on building a brand?
So I used to do that all the time, like selling trends. You know, you can do it, guys, and make a little bit of money, but I always personally prefer like go into like an evergreen niche, like something like a hobby that's been around for a long time, doesn't have any signs of slowing down. You could really create a brand around that, right? I've done that, right? Like selling like, you know, random products, trendy products. But more so what I meant when I said that was I look at my businesses and I look at what are my customers buying from someone else, and why am I not selling that stuff, right? So think about it, right? And even if you don't, like, let's say, you know, you're selling like, you know, some sort of, you know, business consulting or whatever it might be, right? You're selling e-commerce training or whatever it might be. Like, what else are people buying from that? Well, like we were talking about, like accounting services, right? They're buying, you know, LLCs. They're buying, you know, doing all sorts of stuff from somebody else. And then you start thinking about, like, how can you start offering those services, right? Like, why not? If not you offering them, pick up the phone, call somebody that's an expert or already owns an accounting company, right? Work with them for a little bit. It's just like ours. Like my accounting company, actually, they don't even give me a referral fee, which is sad, but I should ask them for one. But like, for example, with them, I call them and be like, hey, for everybody that we send you, we get a referral fee. So now you just maybe now have a business that you can now make recurring commissions from the people that you're sending, and you're just monetizing things a little bit better. Right. Same thing goes for what doesn't matter what you sell, right? Like fishing lures, right? You're selling fishing lures, right? What else are people that are buying fishing lures, your customers buying? It's probably tackle boxes, fishing rods, fishing reels, line. Like they're buying all these other things, right? E-commerce is a bit easier because there's just so many products out there. I mean, it's crazy the things that come out. So there's really, if you pick your niche correctly, you shouldn't have a problem, but I think it gets confusing for people that are in like the coaching consulting side. Like it's hard for them to think outside the box, or they get very comfortable. But you got to innovate. You got to keep doing things. Like I said earlier in this interview, you got to do things that other people aren't willing to do because, you know, more noise is coming in this marketplace. You got to stand out in some way, shape or form.
It seems like that's what you want to do. And the thing that you've been able to do to equip yourself to be able to do that is you have made money in every way. You've tried every business online. You can think of the things like, what if we get an affiliate commission by sending them to this tax person before he thinks of it and gives you that idea, right? You can always think, this is what my customers need. This is, and that you're making money off of every transaction that you can. It's not hard for your mind to piece that together. So you want to innovate once you understand how to innovate. And it seems like you've done so by building up such a strong skill set through really, you know, kind of embracing failure, if you will, along the way, even though a lot of them were wins. Would you say that the number one skill, like for me, before I started an e-commerce business, the year before was me listening to YouTube videos and educating myself for like a year before I even like picked a niche. How much did you do that? And how much would you think that's like a big part of playing in the game nowadays?
Man, like back to me being in college, man, like even before, you know, Guru or whatever these things that came out, courses, like we invested a lot of money back into hiring somebody to teach us how to scale affiliate. I remember like we would skip out on classes just to like be on Skype with this person, like sharing us how to, you know, where to add our links and like teaching us how to optimize different things. So I've always been a proponent of investing a lot of money and time in education, right? So important to do. It doesn't matter. At every level, there's something to learn. The second you stop is going to be the day that your business dies. It doesn't matter like whether you're trying to get to that $1 million month, right? There's going to be people out there that can help you get there faster, right? And it doesn't matter whatever it is that you're selling. So, you know, when I was getting started, I'll be honest, I consumed a lot, right? YouTube videos, training, everything I could, bought courses, all that. It's definitely slowed down for me now though, right? Because there's a lot of information I don't need to know, right? Because I'll just hire somebody that can do it better than me, right? Like, yeah, you know, as you make more money, you get a lot more opportunities open up to you. You can hire better people, you know, you can free up your time by outsourcing things to professionals and stuff like that. But, you know, I look more so like, hey, look, how do I learn to become like a better CEO? How do I learn to manage my business and my family time better? Like there's new problems that you know, come around, right?
That's what you're saying with like taxes and stuff like that, like the real problem. Mm-hmm. I was on a coaching call with Dan Henry actually the other day, and it was funny. He's like so many people have like a question in mind that they'd ask Tony Robbins. It would be something like life related. I would just ask him about taxes. Like that's all I really want to know. So I get what you're saying. Now you're more balancing family life and stuff like that. Okay, cool, man. Well, the last thing I got to ask you, of course, is Instagram related. E-commerce Empire Builders is over 60K followers. Tell us a little bit about what you did to build it in the early days.
So early days, 100% didn't know what I was doing. So pretty much what we did was literally just cross promoted from the YouTube content podcast, you know, telling people, hey, go follow, and just organically growing, you know, with like, you know, it's been a while, I mean, 4 years or so with that account. So we would, you know, grow a little bit, and it wasn't really explosive growth. What we've been really focusing on these past 6 months that really, you know, put us over the edge, I think we're gaining like 200 or so a day at this, maybe even a little bit more, is just really focusing on shout outs, value pack shout outs. So, you know, 800 plus videos on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. I have no life. So what we do is we do shout outs and tell people, hey, you know, instead of signing up for a webinar or trying to hard pitch them, be like, hey, you know what? You know, our strategies have helped, you know, 50 plus people hit $50,000 a month, $10,000 a month, right? All of this content is for free. All you have to do is head over to, you know, e-commerce empire builders, you know, Instagram, go drop them a follow, and then go check them out on YouTube, right? And that has been, seriously, it's not a direct relation. I could track it if we wanted to, but it's helped elevate everything. Right? Because not only are you getting more followers, right, on your Instagram, but you're getting more people to your YouTube channel where I can then pixel them, getting more people to my website where we pixel them with Facebook ads. So now I've just created warm traffic. The purpose of a shout out is not to get a follower, it's to create warm traffic and giving them value. Right now, if they go to my YouTube channel, I can now retarget them all over Google. If they go to my website, can retarget them on Facebook ads at this point. Right. So that's our goal. And the nice thing is, like, we have a supplement business and our e-commerce empire builders, which are both pretty active accounts. I think Untapped is around 30K followers. So they really help complement each other. So they share a lot of followers as well, because people might come to our page, they come to my personal page, and they're like, oh, you know, CEO of this, check it out. So it's like a flywheel of just creating, right, a lot of warm traffic for us. So we just started a personal Instagram for me the past couple months or so. And the thing is, like, now those two channels can help me grow that following as well, right? Much slower than if you're doing direct shout outs.
Your brand, your face is tied to the e-commerce brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Both. I have my face on both.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
And I recommend people do that. I know people are like uncomfortable putting their face out there. I get it. But again, do things you don't want to do.
Get over it.
Yeah, you get over it. At some point.
So really what you're doing is these like millionaire mentor pages and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like that are like, it's $20 for a regular post. You pay them the $20. They send over something that gives them some value, leads them back over to your account. And you know that it would be hard for them to like, be like, buy his
You have course. To have a cool hook. Right. You got to have a cool hook, right? Like for us, it's 800 plus free videos. No opt-in. We don't want anything from you. You could go watch them, right? Like that's the hook, right? It's like, well, that's a lot of content, right? So let me go check it out. I don't have to click over to a website or anything like that. Uh-huh. Just go right there and check it out. You know,
it still is just front end offer and then back end stuff.
Yeah, we rely on the remarketing
and everything else.
Yeah, that's unknowingly most people don't know. Like, hey, you know, to see your pixel now, right? Now you're going to be retargeted till the end of time. Uh-huh. But again, you know, that has been a very good strategy.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's directly really good for me in that niche too, because there's so many pages that you can pay for shout outs from.
Yeah, I haven't tested, like, you know, believe it or not, for the Untapped Focus strategy, it's insane. So our supplement costs like $80, right, a bottle. So it's not cheap. We literally do shout outs on pages. We'll pay them like $20-$30, but they make us like $400 or $500. People will buy off of a shout out. From a general page, not even a personal brand page.
And it's not even calling them to buy. It's just...
Yeah, that is. That one is. That I do. We do direct to purchase on Untapped.
Okay, cool, cool.
So two strategies. Physical products, just sell it. Just go, put them to the site, sell it, link in bio, swipe up. You got to, because you're trying to create an asset immediately, right? So maybe I'm speaking in a perspective that would be tough for now that I'm like thinking about what I'm saying. I think it would be tough for somebody to pull off what I'm doing with e-commerce empire builders, because it wouldn't work for you. Because uh-huh. I can delay gratification for months and months, if not years, because I'm just trying to build a following right now. We're just building a following, you know, and just build up our audiences and followers and all that. But if I was starting out, physical products, just do direct swipe ups, shout, get them to your opt-in page, get the email right, and obviously go through funnel.
Does that, do you give them a coupon code or what?
No coupon code. So, free plus shipping offer or deep discount offer. That's it. I base on value. I don't really want people buying from me not off the value. Right. So a free plus shipping offer already is a good offer. So they'll get like, you know, free fishing lure, just pay shipping plus a bunch of other bonuses with it. Right. So that's what I'm aiming for. Right. So with physical product, go direct sale. Right. That's fine.
And the then free plus shipping swipe up from other accounts is probably works really well.
Yeah, really well. 100%. I mean, it's like I said, we'll do a swipe up or an Instagram post off like one of these pages for Untapped, and we'll spend like $30, but that one post will make us $300-$400.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy, right? But with e-commerce empire builders, it's a little bit tougher because, you know, I haven't tested enough on, hey, you know what, let me track webinar opt-ins from this account and see. Me personally, I don't care. You can split test pretty much everything, but you know, here's a business opportunity for somebody. If somebody came to me right now and said, I will manage all of your influencer shout outs and be able to track which ones are working well, right? And it costs $5,000 a month. I jump on that all day, right? Like, see, you start to see, like, this is a problem, right? Like now who's going to go solve it, right? So yeah. It's an opportunity for somebody out there. Uh-huh. I can tell you pretty much every single big name in the niches that we're in. Why would they say no to that?
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm that same episode where I was talking about like Amazon screwing you over. I was like, another business opportunity is go do DFY for all of the big player entrepreneurs. Cause then you'll also learn entrepreneurship in the process when you do DFY for them, but they're making so much money and you're just like, hey, I'm going to take over this one part of your business for you. Charge people you however much.
Like people like me want done for you. And especially if somebody can come to me and be like, hey, you know what? Love what you're doing on Instagram, but you know, we will manage it A to Z for you with your influencer shout outs. You know, you will get X amount of shout outs per week in our huge network or whatever it is, the offer, right? You got to think it through what the offer is going to be.
Some money back guarantee.
People just want done for you stuff, right? Especially business owners. Of course, like you know, clients and people that are just getting started in business want done for you too, but people like me want that as well, right? There's probably things that I'm doing in my business. If somebody that's very skilled on Instagram or Facebook looked at it and be like, man, like I can make you're leaving money on the table. If you're that confident in what you know, and you could be like, hey, go to my Facebook group and be like, yo, Pete, you are really leaving so much money on your Facebook group. Let me do it all for you. I'm going to do it all for you, right? You know, all I ask you, cover my hard costs and a little bit of a management fee. Right. But I will make that back for you plus a few extra $1,000 a month. I'd be like, okay, what? It's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got your attention. Well, yeah, you might get some people reaching out to you from this, man.
100%. Go for it, guys.
Going to. Awesome, man. Well, any final words for everyone?
Man, this has been a long interview. I don't know how much more I can say.
7 hours now.
Over an hour. But no, man, I don't have anything else, man. Like, I think we went over mindset here. Yeah. So you guys can follow me, you know, go to peterprue.com. That's my like not main website, but that's like my personal website. You can learn about what companies I have and, you know, find all my social media platforms there. So peterprue.com, ecommerceempirebuilders.com, or, you know, follow us on pretty much any social media platform, from there.
Sweet. I'll link everything in the description. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
That concludes this interview, and I really appreciate those of you who listened to the end. I know the episodes can get long sometimes when I interview people, or if I just do a solo episode, we really deep dive, and I always have so many questions for these people. So I appreciate you guys investing into learning this material. Stay tuned for more episodes as well as the recap episode of this interview next week. So if you do have any suggestions of things you would like me to cover in regards to e-commerce, then let me know and I will be sure to add that into the subject material for next week. All right, I will talk to you then.